Hello everyone and welcome to Journey to Success Radio, a show featuring people and companies who are making a positive contribution to the world. This show will help you learn how to apply success principles in every area of your life so that you can make the most out of your skills and talents and accomplish more of your goals. To find out more about the show, please visit www.journeytosuccessradio.com.
Hello, welcome everyone to the Journey to Success Radio Network. My name is Taylor Tagg. I am a forgiveness educator and coach, certified by the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness Training, and a certified Napoleon Hill Foundation leadership instructor. Find out more about my work and to learn how to let go of resentment, pain, and suffering in a few easy steps, please visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com and read the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart. Now to today's success story. My guest today is Carrie Mosbach. Now, Carrie resides in the amazing and energy-driven city of Las Vegas, Nevada, with her beautiful daughter. She empowers and encourages entrepreneurs from all over the world to embrace their dreams and strive for an abundant life. Carrie walks her clients through a unique coaching format from passion to purpose, then from purpose to profits in a special business by design mastermind that's open to dedicated entrepreneurs. And Carrie is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to give us some valuable tips on how to live the life and have the entrepreneurial business you've always dreamed about. Carrie, welcome to Journey to Success Radio. How are you today?
I'm fabulous, Taylor. Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you on Journey to Success Radio today. You got a really dynamic business in helping entrepreneurs become the best they can be and have a great business. Tell us a little about how you got into that and what led you to that field.
Well, what's interesting is I believe that sometimes your career or choice of business finds you, you know, before you're even ready at some point. And then you might take a little zigzag journey and then you land back to where you belong. I truly believe, you know, there's a destiny for all of us. And, you know, in the past 5-10 years, I've been in the coaching industry. I started in wellness coaching in 2005. I went back to school, got my nutrition degree. I learned how foods could heal the body, and I thought, I'm going to put my super cape on, and I'm going to save the world. You know, I thought, this is it. I'm going to do this. You know, and I'm going to start with my family. God bless them. But they were my guinea pigs, and, you know, to this day, they're a lot healthier, yes, but they had to listen to me, of course. Every new thing I learned, I shared with them to the point where they were forced into eating fruits and vegetables. So it was just kind of that role that I played, and I took it for all it's worth. Well, my life took a sidestep. I chose to leave my ex-husband 4 years later, actually 3 years after that. I'm sorry. I started in coaching in 2005. In 2008, I got a divorce after 12 years of marriage, moved from Michigan to Las Vegas. Literally, I felt like I kind of ran away to find myself, which is sometimes our journey in this case. And wouldn't you know, I landed a global business coaching company. It's like I keep finding this coaching industry just keeps finding me, you know, and it just kind of evolved. Where I truly believe God wanted to take me a step further than just wellness coaching, not that there's anything wrong with that, but he had bigger plans. So I immersed myself with this company for 5 years, and it's the largest global business coaching company in the world, and I was the founder's publicist. I managed his crazy tours. He did 52 cities in 1 year one time, and I just embraced the business coaching mindset. Well, as all of us know, any entrepreneurs out there, you know that a job's only going to last so long. You eventually outgrow it, you know, those of us that just live, eat, and breathe to work for ourselves. For me, I created a plan B. I took my business to a global platform, hired an online business coach, and she taught me the ropes. I did both. I juggled work and my new online business, kind of did both. I worked 60 hours a week on those days, but it was all worth it because when I finally left that job, I landed in a safe space. I already had everything set up. I'm a single mom, so there was no plan B. It was make it or break it, and it's been the best thing I've ever done for myself to take people and literally turn their purpose into profits where they're finding a ways to make money doing what they love is the best, most fulfilling thing I could have ever found to do. And I just love it. So it's kind of the short version of the journey of how I've been led into business coaching.
Well, I kind of know what that feels like when your business kind of finds you. I assure you, I didn't sign up to be a forgiveness coach because that's something I really wanted to do. It kind of just found me, and helping people in that way is just kind of what you feel like you're designed to do. And I know that you're designed to help people in their business. And you've got a couple of programs, you know, called Passion to Purpose and then Purpose to Profits. Tell us a little bit about that and how you help entrepreneurs.
Well, there's two kinds of entrepreneurs that seem to come to me or that I attract. One is I like what you have and I want what you have kind of feeling. Like I'm working right now, but there's got to be more to life than this. This 9-to-5 in a cubicle just isn't working for me, Carrie. I just feel lost. So they kind of have that missed feeling like, you know, I'm in this job. I've been here 10, 15 years. There's more to life than this. There's got to be. So I have that person that shows up. That person's the ideal person for me to plug into finding what that purpose is. Because it isn't something that you just kind of meditate on and pray about, and one day you wake up, aha, you know, this is it, and you take off with it. It takes some, you know, some action steps, some homework, getting clear, and obviously clarity comes with action. Taking the steps forward is when you get really, really super clear where you belong. And it's a journey, by all means. The doors kind of keep opening and some shut, you know, and you're like, okay, this is where I belong. You can feel that alignment. Then we take the purpose to profit. So that second person that shows up in my world that I attract are those that are like, I want to do this, whatever that looks like, X, Y, Z, you know, or whether they're a health coach, life coach, public speaker, motivational speaker, author. I work with them all. If they've already kind of got a real clear picture of what makes them excited and happy and gets them out of bed every day, I turn on the streams of income. I teach them the online marketing, the sales, how to build programs, how to literally make the internet your best friend and turn on those cash flow streams. And that's exciting for me. I mean, that's my background is online marketing. And to be able to work from anywhere in the world, as long as you have your Wi-Fi and laptop, it's an exciting place to be in, and it creates a lot of lifestyle balance for most. So those are the two kind of ideal people I have. Naturally, I'm not going to take you from passion to purpose and then leave you there. I'm going to show you how to make money doing what you love too. No matter what it is, there hasn't been any idea that's come to me that I've not figured out how to way to make money doing it. That's the challenging, fun part for me. It doesn't have to be a hobby.
Pretty good success rate there too.
Yes. Bring it on. I accept all challenges. You want to just cook cupcakes or just hug people for a living? We'll figure out how to make money doing it.
So, Carrie, tell me, what is it, what can I expect if I was a first-time client working with you? I'd like to give our listeners a feel for what it would be like to work with our people. So what could I expect working with you? What would that look like?
It's a beautiful question. The one thing I've learned, because I have many coaches, I actually have three myself, mentors, and I've hired lots of business coaches in the past as well. What didn't work for me when I started my business was a lot of them want to do group programs where you shuffle in a bunch of people, take them through a cookie cutter design and, you know, one size fits all kind of program. That just didn't work for me because I see people as snowflakes. They're all unique and different in their own design. And not everyone's going to fit into that box you put them in. So personally, I like to work one-on-one with each client. I prefer to work with private clients where we actually co-design, co-create their business together. I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work. I put on my consultant hat. We'll set up some online programs for them, websites, you know, Facebook ads, marketing, that sort of thing, and test and measure a lot of things that they don't have time to do because they're creating other things with their own clients. So we have two one-to-one sessions a month. And I have three private mastermind calls in a group where I get to teach you and coach you. I like that nice combination where I get to leverage my time and teach all of my clients at one setting. I had a call earlier today, and it was just beautiful. You know, we just were connecting people with social media and how to turn that into money for them. And it saves me time because it's now recorded, and I can, you know, send it and replay it, so on, to other clients. But then when we're working one-on-one together, we have that side-by-side, you know, co-creation teamwork going on behind the scenes. We each have projects. and I cater the business to you. Just to give you a quick example, I have one client in Dublin who wants to be a master chef, have her own cooking talk show. She's done it before in another country she lives in, here and there, just kind of dabbled a little bit in it. She's brilliant. She's done the work. I had a lot of footage to work with. We created a sizzle reel. I've got it in front of my celebrity broker now, who's now getting it in front of the Food Network and Home and Garden Television, that kind of stuff. Whatever my client's goals are, they're my goals. You know, and I tap into my network team and associates to get them there. You know, it might be, I just want to be a public speaker and book me with 100 speaking events a year. Okay, great. That's the route we'll go. How can we make money doing this? How can we do what we love and make money? Got to be a good combination of both, of course. Otherwise, it would all be a hobby and not a business. Be volunteer work at that stage. So that's literally what my clients are all at different stages in the game. Some are brand new startups just venturing into this and putting their brand out there. And some have been in the business for 3-5 years, you know, and made multiple six figures and more. They just want to play at a new level, up-level their own life and business. So that's to kind of give you a little bit behind the scenes. I'm pretty accessible, and it's teamwork all the way.
Well, that sounds wonderful and very enticing. I know you work with different entrepreneurs. Some are new. Some are just getting into business for themselves. Some have probably left their corporate jobs and are just starting out on their own. And that kind of goes to mindset a little bit. Or what does it take to be a good entrepreneur, to be a good business owner? Can you speak to a little bit about that, about mindset with your clients?
You know, in all honesty, I couldn't be a successful business coach if I didn't work on the life coaching factor. We all show up with head trash, okay, myself included. And that would be limiting beliefs, self-sabotage, things that show up that has kind of an old programming behind the scenes that we're not really aware of. Could be, you know, from childhood, could be from anywhere, could be from a past business venture that, you know, was a disaster, so you have a lot of fear around that. If you're not working internally, you can't really grow externally. It has to match. I'm all about the inside-out kind of manifestation with my clients. For example, I have great business strategies, great that have been tested and measured, that work great with other clients, and I'll get that one unique client in. We go to try it, same thing, and it doesn't work. It's a complete failure. And I'll take a deep look and go, okay, what's going on here? Something internally. Either they're holding themselves back out of fear or whatever's showing up for them, or in their mind, they're just sabotaging their success. You know, again, they're afraid to play big or what will happen. I subscribe a ton of books to my clients, but one that I'm extremely passionate about is called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. So The Big Leap, the cover of the book is a goldfish jumping out of a small bowl into a bigger bowl. And he talks about that upper level limit that some of us have, where we things start to get really, really good and it feels weird and uncomfortable, and then fear shows up and goes, this is too good to be true, and boom, you sabotage. You can do it in relationships. You can do it when you're making money. You can do it with a good job. You can do it with your health. You start losing weight, you'll sabotage it. So it's really important to know what's going on and what's showing up for that. So the key thing, too, is to obviously really work on that inner work and get to the stage where they're always working inside, internally, because that internal programming can actually corrupt the external programming as well.
Terry, tell us a little bit about how we can find you. How can a person find you online, on the web, and begin to explore the process of working with you?
Well, my website's pretty simple. It's my first and last name, so it's KarriMillsPaw.com, and that's KarriMillsPaw.com. I'm extremely big on social media. I absolutely love to play in that platform because I feel like I can connect with others, you know, and then that's kind of my gift first, is to connect, build a relationship, build that know, like, and trust factor first. So you can find me on Facebook, of course. My company name and business page is Abundant Living by KLM. So Facebook's key. You can't find me on my website. But more importantly, sign up to my newsletters. There's free training on there, tons of content to give you, especially if you're a brand new entrepreneur or you're looking for that next level of how you can increase your own income, play bigger in your business. There's tons of training on there as well.
And again, check Carrie out at CarrieMillsPaw.com. And she's got a great plethora of information on there for you to explore and find out more about her and her great work. But Terry, I've got a good question for you, because I know that you talk about self-love and confidence in life and business. How do you use self-love and confidence in working with your clients and helping them gain that next level for themselves?
You know, I don't think confidence is, again, anything you can wake up with tomorrow. It's a growth. It's a muscle that you need to flex daily. I gave myself a challenge a couple years back of 18 months of trying something new once a month. And these weren't, you know, scary stuff. Not everything was scary, trust me, but most of it was. You got to get outside your comfort zone. The more often you do that, the bigger the comfort zone is. The more you take on these roles and you're like, public speaking, piece of cake. You want me in front of a camera? Wonderful. What TV show do I need to be on? Be there tomorrow. You know, that stuff doesn't scare you. You start saying yes to all the good things that you really want instead of shrinking away from it out of fear. Well, I did from skydiving to stunt flights. I drove a stunt plane twice. I did Category 5 river rafting. I jumped off the stratosphere here in Las Vegas. Every month I did something I've never done before. You know, from parasailing to zip lining, even horseback riding in the desert in the middle of nowhere. You know, just because it was a little bit different, I didn't know what to expect. I got uncomfortable, and I had a good time. Nobody died, you know. But by all means, I clearly push my clients to do the same thing, you know, and it just get a little uncomfortable. Maybe it's just doing a live webinar that scares them, and sometimes it is. I'm like, okay, I'll walk you through this a little bit, and then next thing you know, they're addicted to them, and they're doing live webinars in their business every week. I'm like, whoa, I've created a monster. But it's just about that first few steps and just seeing how big you can play. But you need to get uncomfortable often in order for that confidence to show up. You will feel bulletproof. I'm actually writing a book about that called I Overcome, My Journey to Feeling Bulletproof. And it is literally stepping outside that comfort zone on a regular basis is where that confidence really shows up.
I think a lot of people get fearful of that. They get fear. Mm-hmm. They desperately want to get out of that zone, but they just don't know how.
Right. And sometimes it's just a baby step. It doesn't have to be jumping off the plane. You know, it doesn't have to be that extreme. For me, it was whitewater rafting terrified me to death. I had to get a life coach to help me through it. And the best thing I ever did, and I've been on a river rafting trips multiple times since then. It was just that silliness or whatever was going on in my world, in my own fear, in my head, that kept me from a lot of fun. You know, that fear and stuff is keeping you from where the fun stuff's at.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit, Kerry, about what your clients have said. What are some of the comments they've made about your work and how you help them?
Wow, I could go through my LinkedIn profile and probably read some, or my website. I think probably one of the biggest things that shows up repeatedly with my clients is, and I'm glad this doesn't show up because it's really not my purpose, you know, I made more money than I've ever made in my whole life. I would actually feel like I did something wrong if I got a testimonial like that. I want to make sure I grew the person, taught them enough to be able to sustain their cost of living and more for the rest of their life. You know, that whole teach a man to fish syndrome, you know, or mindset versus fishing for them. And I'd probably say almost all, if not 90% of my testimonials from my clients, the feedback is, thanks to Kerry, I now feel empowered. I feel confident. I know my voice. I know my purpose in this planet. She stands right by my side even when things go sideways. She's not just your coach, she's your cheerleader. I mean, I could think of lots of great adjectives that show up, which just make me, you know, so crazy proud for these wonderful clients that I've been blessed to work with. And that's really what it's all about. If a client comes to me and says, I'm in it for the money, I turn them away. I'm not their person. You know, and it may seem odd because I'm a business coach, that's really what I'm in for, but I'm more intrigued by finding your calling in life, then finding a way to get paid around that. Because when you're in alignment to what you were meant to do in life, things just flow easier. It just gets to be easier and easier for you. It's not super simple, but it just seems to, things do fall into place better than, you know, fighting kind of that upstream battle you're trying to do something or be something you're not.
Again, if you're looking for Carrie on the web, you can visit her website, carriemillspaugh.com. That's CarrieMillspaugh.com. So, Carrie, as we kind of wrap this interview up here, this is the Journey to Success original question. What is it that just drives you to be successful and drives you to get up every day to help your clients in the way that you do? What is it for you that makes your mojo go?
You know, I have a great client that is a life coach, and he actually tapped into something that changed my whole mindset. I used to say it's my daughter, and it is. You know, I'm a single mom of a gorgeous 11-year-old, bright, brilliant child. But it's not just her. It's women in general. I'm all about empowering women. And this particular client told me with his clients that he actually has people write out their obituary. He actually has them write out two. One, what your life looks like if you don't do anything or change anything in it today. And the second one, what you want it to say, what you really aspire to be. And I wrote it out. It was like very, very deep for me. I want a women's empowerment center. I want, you know, non-for-profit companies, you know, that I can help fund. I want to, you know, bring in single moms and show them that, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. You know, me as being a single parent, I've got a very soft spot for single moms, and I have quite a few of them as for clients. And to one, I'm getting off of welfare and turning her business, you know, on fire. How beautiful is that? It's whole empowerment. Nobody wants to go through life raising their kids on welfare and feeling that shame. Now she gets to step into who she really is. And that all by itself is my why, is to see women really powerful and feeling like they matter. Their imprint on this planet matters. So writing out that obituary kind of woke me up. Not only do I want to leave a lot of books behind and obviously tools, but I want to leave a small imprint on this planet when I go. And that's the route I want to go. So that's my why.
That's a great why. Hey, very powerful too. Very powerful too, Carrie. And again, we want to thank you for joining us today on Journey to Success Radio. Again, to find Carrie, you can find her at CarrieMillspaugh.com and design the business you've always wanted to have. So again, we'd like to thank Carrie Millspaugh today for joining us on Journey to Success Radio. You are listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Find out more about the network, visit at JourneyToSuccessRadio.com, and we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Success Radio. If you or anyone you know would like to be interviewed for the show, email Tom at tom2tall.com for details.